Conformity assessment is the process of determining whether people, products, and services meet requirements.
Okay, so give us an example.
So one example that you all might know is that if you ever gone into the store and you've seen products labeled with the Energy Star logo and information, the Energy Star program itself is a conformity assessment program. It assesses the conformity of electrical appliances with energy efficiency requirements for electrical energy used during their use phase. And that's a popular kind of conformity assessment, one that most people see and can relate to.
So you're teaching agencies how to make sure that regulated or entities that have to conform to a federal law or regulation are actually doing it?
We assist agencies in approaches to developing conformity assessment programs. We do this for agencies that have regulatory authority. We do this for agencies that are interested in setting up such programs for procurement operations, as well as agencies that involve federal assistance, like federal grant dollars.
So this is a free public workshop. Are you expecting people to come from outside the government?
We hope so. Much of the conformity assessment that happens in the United States is actually conducted in the private sector, and even in the programs that the federal government relies on, a lot of times things like laboratory testing and product certification are undertaken by private sector organizations as part of programs. So we hope that stakeholders to these kinds of conformity assessment programs will come, whether they be from government or the private sector.
Do we have any idea of how many conformity programs there are across the government?
We don't have an accurate count of that. There are a lot of them. We certainly know that.
Hundreds, thousands, maybe?
I would say somewhere between hundreds and thousands is probably a pretty good estimate.
And is there any general sense of whether most of those programs are, in fact, conforming?
So that's an interesting question. I don't think there is quite such a term as the program's conforming. Every conformity assessment program is different. Whether we're trying to determine whether the amount of lead in a children's product meets federal regulatory requirements, or whether we're trying to make sure that things that the federal government is going to buy meet federal procurement requirements, the methodologies that you use to determine conformity are very, very different. So I don't think there is kind of a one-size-fits-all approach to this. What we're looking to do is to create an environment to share some of the best practices that have been developed by some very successful programs, and help NIST, because NIST publishes guidance to the federal agencies on conformity assessment. That guidance was last published in the year 2000, and it's published in the Code of Federal Regulations. And we're looking to potentially update that. So another thing we're looking for at this workshop is to gather information from public and private sector stakeholders to conformity assessment on what are the best approaches and practices to inform our revision to our guidance that we may undertake.
So do you already have a sense of what these common threads among best practices are when you're looking at such different types of standards?
Some of the threads that we know from the work we do working with other federal agencies and working interactively with the private sector is the use of standards for things like operating a laboratory or operating a certification program that are published by international standards bodies. This helps in areas where that conformity assessment can assist U.S. manufacturers in selling products overseas by having a similar process for assessing the conformity with requirements as might be used in another country. That might avoid a U.S. manufacturer having to reassess the conformity to sell his product in another country.
We're speaking with Gordon Gillerman, NIST's Director of Standards Services. And in some contracting areas, they have the idea of independent validation and verification, IV&V. Can third parties that are certified do this kind of conformance assessment on behalf of agencies?
Many programs operate in that kind of an approach. Sometimes there is an accreditation process where the accreditation organization, be it a federal government agency or a private sector agency working collaboratively with federal government partners, develops an approach to evaluating whether those bodies meet independence requirements and are technically competent to carry out the kind of conformity assessment that is pertinent to the field, and then they carry out that work independently, and the results are independent conformity assessment results, and often assist with confidence that those products meet requirements.
So the FedRAMP program that NIST is involved with for cloud security, for example, cloud computing security, that's kind of like a really big independent collaboration program.
FedRAMP is an excellent example. At NIST Standard Services, we're collaborating very closely with the General Services Administration in the development of the FedRAMP program right now. It's an excellent example. The inspection of the cloud service providers and the initial assessment of their conformity to the security controls that are required through the Federal Information Security Act will be undertaken by private sector organizations who will be accredited.
So by virtue, I think, of this, the fact that you're actually holding a workshop and you're about to update your standards, it leads me to think that perhaps there's a lot of information out there that perhaps people don't understand or isn't being shared. How much do you think the people who are actually working with these activities understand, or how much is left for them to learn about what they're doing, about what each other is doing, and the common threads between them?
So the answer to that is it depends. Some agencies are very well educated in the conformity assessment systems and private sector activities that they can leverage, as well as international standards for conducting conformity assessment. Other activities began a long time ago and have evolved along very different tracks. And what we're trying to do is share experiences and help bring those best practices across the federal government to create more efficient programs, more effective programs, and reduce complexity and burden on the private sector wherever possible.